What's happened? What's the meaning of all of this?
It's about
Jack Mangan.
Some people think
Jack Mangan
means the end of
expression.
Well, we haven't run out of
expression
quite yet. Your father called
Jack Mangan
the undiscovered country. People can be very frightened.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Hey, big thanks to the artist formerly known as Paul from Des Moines for that opening. I'm not coming back after the music. And this week we've replaced your usual deadpan with rich Folgers crystals. Hey, and welcome to Deadpan number 83. I'm your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. the guy who wonders if a.k.a. names could possibly still be funny after 83 episodes and 2 seasons of Duel of the Fates. Got a bunch of good stuff lined up for you this week. Including, I'm bringing Sexy back with my voice. Apparently I got some kind of cooties crud. I don't exactly know what I have lined up because, you know me, I kind of run this by the seat of my cockles. But I promise good stuff. Right. Alright, let's start with a promo, shall we? Alright, this is a super long one. So, to steal humor from the comments boards, from our friends, the Smarty Hotties, be plenty of time to picture hot dogs jumping into buns.
Hi, neighbor. What are you working on?
I'm building a secret weapon.
Really?
You see, I built this.
Okay, I'll bite. What is it?
Well, it's a radio.
A radio? How are you going to take over the world with that?
Oh, that part's easy. See, I suffer from insomnia, so I figured that if I could collect all of the great music from around the world...
I know you suffer from insomnia. I hear you puttering around in the garage all the time. How does that thing work?
You see, you'd turn it on here, and you'd tune it here.
Wow, that is some good music.
Yeah, and you can tune it to other parts of the country and even the world. For example, San Francisco.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
Or Chicago.
Insomnia Radio, Chicago.
Then you have New Zealand, Turkey, and the UK.
What about interviews?
Tune in to Detroit or Baltimore or San Diego. They have interviews.
Anything else?
Oh, yeah, let's see. There's Florida.
Michael Powell is back as your new host. Yahoo!
Orlando.
At orlando.insomniaradio.net.
The SoCal Sessions.
Welcome to a special edition of Insomnia SoCal.
Wow, that is a lot of content, but you don't have news.
But I do, twice a week.
Okay, I still don't see how you're going to take over the world with it.
That's the easy part. There's going to be so much good music and stuff that you won't be able to sleep.
So you are going to keep everyone awake and take over a sleep-deprived world?
No, I'm just going to kill your FM.
Little white flaky things are falling from the sky. Hello, little white flaky things falling from the sky. Hello. Hello.
Dr. Scott!
Janet! Beth!
Jack Mangan.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Jack Mangan.
Janet!
Dr. Scott!
Janet!
Jack Mangan.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Pop in your earbuds.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador, with an earbud segment. As you know, because I've been posting about it so much on the comment boards, NaNoWriMo time is here again. This year, I purchased two new albums to use as noveling soundtracks. One of them is the original soundtrack to Pirates of the Caribbean, The Curse of the Black Pearl. I like this soundtrack. It does repeat the same few musical themes over and over and over, but it makes excellent music for dramatic and action-filled moments, especially those that take place on the sea. My other new album is called Sea Changes of the Toucan Pirates. The Toucan Pirates are a Seattle-based band that plays traditional sea-themed tunes from the British Isles. You can find out more about them at www.toucans.net/pirate, the P has to be capitalized, or look them up on iTunes. I enjoyed their album very much. It has a little more variety than the movie soundtrack, and it's mostly cheerful, upbeat instrumental music that's just great for writing. Yes, my novel this year does involve pirates, but as of this recording session on Saturday, November 24th, pirates have only been mentioned in the novel. They should actually be appearing in the novel within the next few days. That's all for now. Deadpan is the way.
Nobody loves you, but don't feel special. Nobody is a dirty, dirty whore. This is Marlo Diane, and you are listening to The Deadpan.
Aromatic brown fluid in my cup. Hello, aromatic brown fluid in my cup. Hello. Hello.
Hello, anyone?
I need you to listen, Jack. I don't have much time, Jack.
Night has fallen upon the great green room. And nothing will ever be the same again. Guided only by the cryptic images on the four walls and the friendship of a small mouse, one gray bunny must unlock the mystery of the night before it's too late. What secrets lie hidden in the little house? What horrors are embedded in the whispers of the old woman? In a world of clocks, mittens, and socks, the epic battle between the forces of night and day will rage. And the key to it all may lie a bowl of mush. Are you ready for bed? Good night, Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. Good night, noises everywhere.
This is your brain on drugs.
Woohoo! Yeah! Drugs! Awesome! Alright! Rock on, dude!
This is your brain on Deadpan. Love the show, Jack.
Oh, hey, dude! Before you go, can I get some more drugs?
Hi, this is Christopher Moore, world-famous unknown author on Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep listening.
Hello, anyone?
Who is it?
Speaking, Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman, you have a telephone call at the front desk.
Mangan! You've really got your shit together.
Motherfucker!
Jack Mangan! You've got your shit together.
Motherfucker.
Spherical Tommy, 16 pieces at a
motherfucking
time. Dark moon fire, each story is divine. Mangan!
Motherfucker!
You've got your shit together.
Okay, so here's a deadpan first. You've heard plenty of original music mashes on here. And this episode is going to feature a new one. But actually, it's going to feature two different versions. We'll close this whole mess with the second remix. But here now is the first one, featuring, well, amongst other things, the greatest actor of all time, who's been rather celebrated since Deadpan number 71. The name of the track is Klaatu Jackson number 6.
Batu, Barada, Nikto.
Enough!
Klaatu, Barada, Nikto.
Deadpan is the way. Podthroat Deadpan is the scratchy, nasal, fever dream, stream of consciousness, musical, community-based audio smile in an earbud so you can get through your workday podcast. Feel better, Jack. Deadpan is the way. Deadpan is the mother... way.
Shiny silver XLR to RCA adapter. Hello. Hello, shiny silver XLR to RCA adapter. Hello, you make my job so easy.
Washer, climb into my spoon!
Alright, it is time for the Greasy Spoon Comments game. It's where we read random comments from the comments page on the show. And I replace the word comments because I say it way too frequently with something much more exciting. Like... bangles. So for the Greasy Spoon Bangles game, well, let's just get right into it. The first Susanna Hoffs is from Just a Joe. Says, BTW colon, did I mention the dolls? Someone here collects dolls and the room I'm sleeping in is stuffed with them. There is a china cabinet that must have 75 Barbie, Kens, Midges, and I don't know who all. The dresser at the foot of the bed has a 1 to 2 foot high doll standing on it. Parentheses, including one of those creepy boy dolls with the baby heads, no hair, and the overalls. Close parentheses. In the corner is the baby crib with the 3 to 4 foot high dolls in it. I, all caps, cannot get Jonathan Colton out of my pounding head. Mouse click. Next, the Energizer Bunny says, well, Pan, I'm off. The vacuum cleaner calls me. Colon, close parentheses. Mr. Ditto Swoon says, stupid WP has put me in the spam filter. And the next one, the fourth and final, well, it's me with the lyrics to Barry White's Ecstasy. But it doesn't count for me. And I'm not reading the whole thing anyway. Well, okay, just a snippet. I want to hold you and make you mine. Don't want to control you, just to have a good time. Live in an ecstasy. Well, when you're laying down next to me. Ooh, ooh, wee, ecstasy. When you're laying here with me. Uh-huh. Okay. I can't delete that. Okay, the official fourth and final. Leanne 2.0 is everywhere, says, ZOMG. Being I have my photography legs back under me, ellipsis dot dot, beware people. OMG, OMG, 9 days. Holy crap, I just need to go to sleep, or hump the furniture or something. Sorry, stupid hormones. Jack equals the sexy man. And just a personal note, Leanne, no, you, the sexy one.
Motherfucker!
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. I said test, 1, 2, 1, 2. Testing, 2, 1, and 2. I said test, 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, baby, testing. I am testing, 1, 2, 1, 2. I am testing, test, 1, 2. What? Okay, I'm done.
Hello. This is Deb Shack from the Farpoint Recap Podcast, which at some point you will be able to find at farpointrecap.com. And if I had a vote in what would be the sexiest scene in a movie from the 1980s, my vote would be on the snake-charming scene in the 1987 film The Chipmunk Adventure. Perspective counts. Deadpan is the way.
This is Ed from Texas. Fry up your brains on Jack Mangan's Deadpan.
Okay. That still cracks me up, that whole... This is Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Oh, whatever. Okay. I am this bored. And a bored Leanne can be a dangerous Leanne, so I'm entertaining myself. And I just thought of something really funny that probably only Jack and I will find funny. But I don't really care. So I thought instead of calling in the contents of my refrigerator or my trunk or my car or whatever, I would call in the contents of my pants. And no, it's not like a, you know, a circus Volkswagen. Bunches of things are going to come out. Okay, yeah. See? Bored. Okay. Here are the contents of my pants. Okay. Here's the deal. It doesn't really fucking matter the contents of my pants. What matters is what is not in the contents of my pants. And that would be Jeff.
Okay, sorry, Leanne. You know, it was just too cute to not play. I hope you're not mad, but, you know, remember. You the sexy one. Remember that. I is you. I, baby.
Hello, herd of geese blocking my way out of the parking lot. Hello. Hello. Mr. Mackey didn't have the best day, Mr. Herd of Geese. So, you best just watch out. Watch out. Look out.
Speaking Mr. Herman.
Sing Cain for your soul. Stupid. Motherfucker. Jamie Farr's Knows Crisco. Phrases that I use frequently. Eat it. And now the haiku version. Stupid and mofo. Corporal Klinger's Knows Goop. Things I say. Eat it. But wait, there's more. I'm in your haiku, counting all to syllables. I can has to words. Oh noes, it's lolcats. I can has to cheeseburger. Why is this funny? More lolcats haiku. I'm in your podcast, beaten jokes dead, K-thick spy.
Hi, Deadpan. This is a poem. It's called Release and Repercussions. It's about sex. I want it, and I want it, and I want it. Wet and hard, for love, for experience, for getting the fuck out of me. Fangs sink in, and hypnotic eyes distract, and sway, and control. Am I involved, or is it him, or her? Am I in my right mind? And then I can rest, and think, constantly. What have I done? What have I lost? Was it worth it? And if the world is right, someone next to me will turn and say, yes.
This is Indiana Jim. Some people have a very crude way of speaking about deadpan. I, for one, am bringing the class to the his house. For deadpan is the way of sexual intercourse with someone's maternal progenitor. Straight up, yo.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Love it. Deadpan is the way.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is my essay for the Deadpan is the Way project. My essay is titled Community. One of the reasons I like the Deadpan podcast so much, and I'm sure many of you will agree with me, is because we have such a close-knit community here. I value and appreciate the connections I've made here with other people. As I've gotten to know Jack and some of the other podcasters whose podcasts can be found on podiobooks.com and or Farpoint Media, I've learned that they are also a tight-knit, mutually supportive community known as The Tribe, and I really love that about them. It seems like everyone contributes in one way or another to everyone else's podcasts, and it really makes me happy to see that going on. It adds so much to the podcasts. Look at T. Morris's Billabub Baddings podcast. Beautiful teamwork there. I think being part of communities like these is an important part of living a happy, satisfying, and well-adjusted life. I believe that people were created to live in harmony with other people, to have whole, unbroken, supportive relationships. For me, personally, I'm in more than one good community in real life, but it took me a while to get there. I'm a little bit introverted now, but when I was younger, I was really introverted. During the course of my transition from high school to college, I looked around and started to see examples of communities of people who were truly devoted to each other, who supported and loved each other, and I decided I wanted to be a part of that. I became a part of such a community, namely my campus's chapter of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, during my first year of college, and I can honestly say that I haven't been the same since. I've grown up a lot, learned a lot, and become much happier in the last 4 years, all because God has blessed me through my relationships with the people who make up my community of fellow Christians. The people in my community have answered my questions and reassured me when I was unsure and in doubt, encouraged me to develop my personal strengths, and accepted me and been my friends regardless of the mistakes I make. These are only a few examples of the ways God has blessed me in my walk with Him. I'm grateful to God for bringing our InterVarsity community together like this in Christ. That's it. Peace out. Deadpan is the way.
Thank you very much for that, Amy Bowen. We actually have another Deadpan is the Way contribution from another Deadpanite. Retro actually was not able to record it, so he sent me a .doc file, which I will now read for you. Life lessons from Retro. Goals. It's important to have long-term goals, but if you put out this lofty goal without any planning, it will only serve to discourage you. Break that long-term goal down into a series of smaller ones, and if those are too much to handle, break them down again. For some people, the first goal might be getting out of bed in the morning, then later get out of bed 3 days in a row. The idea is to build forward momentum and keep a sense of accomplishment. Hard times. Everyone experiences loss and depression at some points during their life. Give your grief its due, it's perfectly normal to feel sadness and depression. But one needs to be aware of a fallacy that's easy to believe when you are grieving. That fallacy is that you'll never be happy again. If you look back through your life, you'll remember another time of sadness, but you'll also remember a time later when you laughed. So it will be again. in bold, you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. If you're an emotional and or financial wreck, the quality of your care will be poor. Improve your life and then improve the life of others. Thanks again to Retro and Amy and everyone who's contributed. If you haven't yet, then let's hear your advice. It can be silly, it can be long-winded, it can be really brief, it can be very serious. Whatever. You know how to contact me. And if you don't, I'll say so at the end of the show, which is coming soon. And sure, I have advice too, although some people I know disagree with this stance, and so I'll allow for a counterpoint. My Deadpan is the Way message is simple. Remember to always think twice. And now for the counterpoint.
Okay, I know. Everybody's like, what the flock is he talking about? A herd of geese, and is he going to drive over him? I didn't drive over him. And it's a herd of geese because they're all on foot. Not one of them in the air. And as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of geese on foot, roaming on the landscape, is a herd. Enough said. Of course, if Jack plays these at the border, you'll just be going, a flock of, huh? All right, well, bye.
Deadpan is the motherfucking way.
Alright, just about outro babble time. There hasn't been much of me in this episode, and you know what? It's just the way I like it. First, we do have a little bit more grease to fry up, but this will take about 10 seconds, so let's see. We have a game called Greasy Jelly Bean, where you try to predict how many comments will be on the comments page a week later, after the Unshow or Deadpan episode at midnight on Wednesday. Kind of like when you go to the fair and you have to guess how many jelly beans are in the jar. Same kind of thing. You guess how many comments or bangles will be on the Deadpan page. And actually, as disturbing as it is to think of a jar full of bangles, imagine a jar full of nipples. All right, anyway. So we had one prediction for 311, another prediction for 445, and we actually surpassed both of them. We had 566. And so, congratulations, Vanamond. You are the Greasy Jelly Bean winner for the week. Well, you get a point. You haven't actually won yet. And if you do win, then you might need to buy me a plane ticket to Heathrow. But anyway, cool. Keep playing. And best of luck next week. Next week, there will be an Unshow. And if I can help it, we'll do some greasy games in the Unshow, because I think that's a good idea. All right, to continue not talking about me, I'll tell you how to contact me with your stuff. Because I need your stuff. Deadpan need your stuff. I have a funny thing written, and like very good voice talent who's offered to do it, if we can make it happen. So hopefully that will be in the next episode. But I still need your stuff. I need your Deadpan is the Way segments. I need the contents of your things. I need your stolen lyrics, your stolen paragraphs, your dumbass memories, your earbuds, and whatever the hell else we do around here. So pick up the phone and call them in. The voicemail line is 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. I actually just learned that Gmail can handle voicemails, but I just learned this, so I don't know a fucking thing about it. If you can do that, great. Or you can always just record your stuff on your own and then email that to me. And the email address is jack@jackmangan.com or sphericaljackm@gmail.com. And I feel like such a fucking dork doing that sometimes. And finally, there's been a lot of talk about doing a follow-up to the Zardozapalooza episode, where we basically pick an interesting movie and have some fun with it and watch it. And I think there'd been some discussion, but we still weren't too sure. I think Repo Man was in the lead. Other ones to consider might be The Wall, Pink Floyd The Wall, Blade Runner, since it always comes up in the comments board. Or hell, you know, I know that there's a movie that I know, and you all know, is a piece of shit that I've actually never seen, which is Johnny Mnemonic. And that's because I'm a huge William Gibson fan, and I never wanted to have William Gibson's words tainted by Keanu Reeves and Dolph Lundgren. But I don't know, these are possibilities. But you know what? If we don't come up with something soon, it's just going to have to be Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That should be motivation enough. All right, I've outro babbled enough. Enough is enough. Gonna leave off now with version 2 of the song you heard before. This is Klaatu Jackson, number 6, the remix. I'm not coming back after the music. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. No, that's not it. Thanks, Just a Joe, for the Frogger theme. Deadpan for life, motherfuckers.
Klaatu, Varada, Nikto.
Enough!
Klaatu, Varada, Nikto. Say these words.
You are number 6.
Motherfucker!
Say these words.
Motherfucker! Enough is enough!
Klaatu, Varada, Nikto. Klaatu, Varada, Nikto. Klaatu, Varada, Nikto.
What the fuck is he talking about? Herd of geese, and is he going to drive over him? I didn't drive over him.